We are talking about blood money, which is happening at the MCA. Some of you may have seen it, some of you may have heard about it, but I will be speaking to Ryan Presley, who is behind the project. So Ryan is a Brisbane-based artist that explores the events and ideologies that have shaped Australian society from colonisation to the present day. His work is currently being exhibited as part of the Primavera exhibition at the MCA. However, this week you can experience his work in another way through this blood money currency exchange terminal. Good morning, Ryan. How are you going?
Morning, Nicole. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. So with Blood Money Currency Exchange Terminal, it's kind of a continuation of your existing work, as I mentioned in the Primavera exhibition. For those who haven't been and seen that work, can you describe what it looks like?
The Primavera work?
Yeah.
So they're large scale, sort of 1.5 meters long, reworkings of what could potentially... be Australian money or a form of currency. So I've used banknotes in circulation as a starting point to redesign and reconfigure the work, symbolism and patination, as well as the portraits and depicting Aboriginal people who are often not recognised and who have actual parallels or a mirror sort of experience of colonialism compared to the people on the notes that are circulated today.
I heard that to create these notes, one note took around 2 to 3 months to create. Can you talk us through your process and how you researched and who you selected?
Yeah. So, because it's large scale and it's all hand-painted watercolour. So it's quite, an intense process to make physically. And I also put a lot of work in to try and do the best representation of the people. There's one of the recent ones I did on the $50 what people might recognise as the 50, that yellow note, is Fanny Balbuck Uriel from the Perth region, one of the peoples and a member of the family that own all the beautiful Billabong sort of country around Perth, and looking into her life and how she actually grew up in the establishment of the Perth township, and they built the government house on her grandmother's grave, and the amount of violence that she witnessed at the time and the amount of people and family she lost, but in spite of this, she still was very public about her ownership of that area and her right to access these areas, going so far as to kick down fences and kick down people's doors and walk through their houses, what they built on her country, as well as essentially tell off every day the soldiers and politicians that were established within the government house building that was built on her family burial ground. Looking at the records of this, and the community stories and those sort of things, looking through, if I can find them, all the photographs, which obviously there aren't that many photographs, A, because they didn't want to record these sort of people, because it's very contrary to days like today and the mythology that's being created around that. So it takes a long time to put these together and then to do it in the way that is complementary of their struggle,
Can I ask, why did you choose money as a symbol to explore these stories?
Because it's the most keen symbol and signifier and use tool of the colonial project on the state. We're very aware of its presence. Its images of money are... we're highly inundated with images of money and taught to see that as a goal and a positive thing, you know. So any iconography and message attached to this tool is incredibly political and incredibly profound in our day-to-day existence in this society and worldwide now. So I thought it was the most appropriate vehicle to not only express things that have been marginalized, but also as a settler colonial country, the Welsh has been a direct result of the dispossession of First Peoples here. Yes, that's my choice.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really incredibly powerful symbol for everything. So following on with the idea of currency and money, so this kind of second iteration, I guess, of the work, the exchange terminal, can you explain what that involves and what that looks like?
Yeah, so basically it looks like a corporate exchange booth, just like you'd see at an airport, like a Travelex or whatever. And that's intentional sort of setup with the counter and the cash register and all that, and the logos similar to the Travelex as well. Basically, I've printed off double-sided limited edition prints of the work that I've done over the past decade that is set at a higher rate, a higher exchange rate, so it's more than the British pound is to the Australian dollar. So people actually trade in the Australian currency for the blood money currency.
By having people being like able to interact, how does this kind of interaction transform the work for viewers, do you think? Or what was your intention with making this work participatory?
So because it's like staff, yeah, so people have that interaction similar to they would entering into like an airport terminal or whatever, this sort of borderline cross territorial space, a space that asserts a different territory once you enter into different countries and whatnot. So it's playing on that idea. They're entering into a separate territory or a questionable or a change in the territories and the control and ownership of that, because that's what money is too, is a political tool about who has control over a certain swath of land and has been since antiquity. So for people to do that as one idea, for people to actually be able to buy and have that image available to general public as well, not just locked away in near my studio or a gallery somewhere.
Yeah.
And then have all the Australian funds that come through the booth actually go back 100% to organisations that are either wholly Aboriginal run and owned or that support a large clientele of Aboriginal people, yeah.
Great, yeah, that was my last question. Where do the funds go? But you've answered it, so awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I will encourage all our listeners to head down and check out the currency exchange terminal. And also, it's amazing because you get your own like personal artwork, which is great.
Yeah. So there's an incentive to participate in this, and I like that.
Yeah, and money all going to a great cause. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ryan. Enjoy your day.
All right, thanks.
No worries. We've just speaking with artist Ryan Presley about the Blood Money Currency Exchange Terminal. This work is happening right now at the MCA from until 5 p.m. today, and then tomorrow and the day after, it will be happening from midday till 4 p.m. It's free to check out, so head down to the MCA as soon as you can and get yourself your own personal artwork. And they are really incredible for those of you who haven't seen the Primavera. I also encourage you to go and see them there.